Hello everyone, and welcome to Magical Tea Time. I'm very happy to join you once again, and the subject of this podcast is What's Love Got to Do With It? In this podcast, you're going to learn how discarnate energies, negative energies, dead energies, stagnant energies, low frequencies can manifest into your consciousness, and how they can affect your consciousness either emotionally, physically, or spiritually. Most importantly, you'll be learning how to heal this yourself and step into your own power. This subject came to me at least in this clarity during an ayahuasca ceremony a couple weeks ago. And I was told to bring this to people's awareness and to teach people basically how to heal themselves, and that this would make a big difference in the world. You can spread this to your family, your friends, all your loved ones. Okay, so let's talk about what I mean by discarnate energies. So I think most people who listen to this type of podcast agree that everything is energy. Energy never dies. It really just transforms and goes someplace else. So when I say dead or discarnate energies, I'm talking about energies that no longer thrive in this dimension or in this 3D reality, just to clarify that. So I'm sure that you guys have studied different modalities. I am a practitioner in many different modalities. And a lot of modalities talk about psychic attacks, soul fragments, curses, waywards, attachments, and all of that can sound quite scary. And when someone's talking to you and they're like, you know, you have an attachment, you have a psychic attack, you have a soul fragment, immediately you feel outside of yourself. Like, what am I supposed to do? Who can I go and seek for this? Can I actually afford to do this? If I can't afford to do this, then I'm just going to be ill for the rest of my life. And it can leave you in a state of panic or helplessness or hopelessness. And then you can begin to think, well, God is quite expensive because I have to hire all of these healers to access that God frequency. Well, I think during the ayahuasca ceremony, when I was getting these channeled messages, the theme around it was how everyone can help themselves by exercising their free will. So if there's an energy such as someone who passes away, or even an energy that has been cast out. Like, let's talk about human trafficking or pedophilia, you know, and people are bringing this to their awareness and they're trying to cast this energy out. It often tries to hide someplace. Even people who pass away, people who leave the 3D reality and they're not ready to leave, sometimes they find places to hide or people to attach to. It just makes sense. If they're not ready to move on, if they're not ready to go into that white light or to face themselves, they try to hide in other people's white light. So when we're born, especially as children, you have this amazing angelic energy about you. It's like, if you ever notice infant babies and they're like, wow, I could just hold this baby forever. You know, my heart is warming as I hold this baby. I just want to kiss this baby. You know, and you're thinking, okay, they're so pure. Well, how do they get from being so pure into adults with egos? You know, it's all of this energy that they're taking on. It's all of this static they're taking on. It's all of this fuzziness that they're taking on. So first and foremost, with this podcast, it is very, very important that you know that you have free will. You can exercise your free will at any time by bringing this to your awareness. That yes, discarnate energies can come and live in your body through attachments, belief systems, fears. They can live in your body. By having this awareness alone, you can cast this out. You're exercising your free will. It's when we don't have that awareness that we can't exercise our free will. If we don't know this is happening, then we don't know to exercise our free will. So bring this awareness into you right now. Anything that is a disillusion in your body, anything that doesn't belong to you, that is not your unique, authentic self, is an energy that you can cast out. You know, Access Consciousness says that 95% of what we do every day and how we function and how we're programmed is not us. So just think about that. Take a deep breath and know that you can cast these energies out. And that's what we're going to learn how to do today. So once again, these energies can manifest either physically, emotionally, or spiritually. So something I also channeled was a lot of people who think that they have mental illness, like bipolar, depression, anxiety, are often carrying these discarnate energies, the energies that are not who they are, not their authentic self. And think about that. If you're trying to carry other energies in your body, if other energies are trying to live in your body, in your light, once again, this isn't scary because you have control over it, then you're going to seem a little fuzzy, right? I can tell you that I released a huge discarnate energy in the ceremony. And right away, I had major clarity in my eyesight. I thought I was needing reading glasses. I didn't know what was going on. And as soon as I released this discarnate energy, I could see clearly. And it makes sense because I was trying to calibrate my own energy with this other energy and then see. It was just fuzzy. It was static. It was simple to get rid of. And then as soon as I did, there was clarity. Well, imagine this mentally, how this can affect you, your anxiety levels, your depression, you know, bipolar. So I believe that, you know, us running to the psychiatrist or the psychologist, a lot of this is, okay, how do we deal with this energy in our body without having ups and downs? So we try to focus on the brain chemistry, which does work, but it's very temporary. And then it affects the pineal gland, calcifies it. Instead, maybe what we should do is we should focus on the holistic self. So we talked about how it affects you mentally. Now let's talk about how it affects you spiritually. Spiritually, you can begin to be disillusioned. That discarnate energy living inside of you does have a consciousness. So I doubt the discarnate energy wants you to find a way to release it. So I often notice that this comes up as resistance. People might have resistance against getting help, like knowing that there's a higher power, or, you know, subscribing to the fact that there isn't all that is, or that we can be held by something larger than ourselves. So I've noticed that comes in the form of resistance. Okay, how does it manifest physically? It can manifest anywhere physically. I mean, I believe a lot of people with autoimmune, Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, those types of lupus, those types of diseases, I believe are discarnate energies that are living within the body. And when you have a discarnate energy or a low frequency energy living in the body, remember the law of attraction kicks in. It's attracting like. So, okay, you attract parasites. You attract different things within the blood, which is Lyme's disease. You know, you attract your whole immune system basically shutting down because of the energy so dark and heavy. You know, you're attracting a lot of things whenever you're carrying this energy, a lot of illnesses or a lot of disease at times. So I've also noticed that some people hold this type of energy differently. There's some people that it just immediately manifests into the physical body. Other people, it manifests mentally, and some people it manifests spiritually. So, you know, it can come in different forms and disguises, but what you want to do is you want to clear it on all levels. Okay, and also within your genetics. Your genetics is also easily cleared. When you have genetics that are passed from your mom to you and you pass it to your children, it's already like programmed software. Like, okay, we're programmed for depression, we're programmed for bipolar, we're programmed for diabetes. So it's like, okay, this energy has manifested into the morphogenic field of the DNA and then is passed from one generation to another. So what you need to clear that is simply just go into the DNA and do the clearing. So we're going to also be talking about that. One way, even with bringing this to your awareness, that you can still hold this energy and choose not to release it is if in some way you think that you deserve it or you feel safe without it, or you don't feel safe without it, excuse me. So think about that, like fear, guilt, shame, feelings of worthiness, you know, they can bring discarnate energies into your body. They can be gateways or doorways to discarnate energies. Because when you feel guilty, it's like, okay, I deserve for something bad to happen to me. Fear, you know, when you're fear-based, basically you live in a state of paralysis, like live in this kind of stuck state. And at that point, there's also portals to open up to keep you stuck. Okay, talk about shame, the same thing, and negative belief systems, like I don't deserve to be happy. Being human, we're supposed to suffer. All of those belief systems can also keep this energy trapped. So that's where, when you're doing energy work, people are like, get rid of your belief systems, get rid of your fears. All you're doing is clearing your body to let the frequency that is going to heal you in. And that frequency simply is unconditional love. The source, all that is, God frequency, unconditional love. Unconditional love, compassion, grace, mercy, all of those other energies such as gratitude, compassion, grace, mercy, all derive from unconditional love, non-judgment. So unconditional love is the main frequency that we're going to talk about. That is the frequency of miracles. Think about this. The world was created somehow. Okay, some energy created this world. And if you think about the way this is fitting together, it's quite miraculous. Think about how babies are born and how they're conceived. That's miraculous. That's coming from that energy of all that is, that life force energy. So what we're asking you to do right now to heal yourself is to know that your birthright is to tap into that energy, because that's what created you. You can have access to this energy anytime you want. You just need to know that you're worthy and deserving of it. It is your birthright. And you just need to command that it come in. Because what I see when I read people is that this energy, you know, God, creator, source, all that is all around you. It wants to come in your heart space. It's like knocking on the door saying, hey, let me in, let me in. And then people might be saying, I'm not worthy and deserving of letting you in. I need to suffer. I'm human. I can't be happy, healthy, and wealthy. So they're not commanding this energy to come in. So all you need to do is allow this energy to come in, this healing frequency of unconditional love. Allow it to come in. Allow it to heal you. Command the discarnate energies, the fuzzy energies, the static energies, the negative energies. Command that out of your consciousness. And when I say consciousness, I mean your entire being, your soul, you know, on an emotional, physical, and spiritual level. Okay, so some other key points that I want to bring in when I've been doing a lot of healings lately on people, there's always a theme that goes around these healings. And lately that theme has been self-worth and loving yourself. Because if you think about it, if you love yourself and you find yourself important enough, then you're going to let this frequency in. I'm not going to give myself up for others. Martyring energy in itself is going to cause fuzziness and static and allow these negative energies to live in you. Because think about that. If you have a belief system that you need to give yourself up for others to show that you care for them, that's how you show love, or you show that I'm part of God's energy, so I'm going to give you everything I have, and that's going to prove that I'm part of God. What you're doing then is you're saying, okay, I'm going to give you everything that I have. I'm going to digest your negative energy, and I'm going to suffer. And what Creator God Source told me, you know, what I channeled is, be your own fire. You can give people a torch. Don't give them your fire. And if you're not giving them your fire, if you're not giving them your power, and you're just handing out these torches, which are simply like you projecting unconditional love, compassion, and healing energy onto these people through your heart space, imagine how many people can have a torch from your fire. If you give your fire away, you're going to be depleted of energy very rapidly, and you're not going to be able to help everybody that in your family, your loved ones. You're not going to be of that God energy. So that was one of the most important messages that I got from Spirit. Okay, breathing. Breathing is also everything. You know what Creator Source told me during this channeling as well is, people who hold their breath are keeping themselves separate from everything that is. So coming from a background where I worked with a lot of people with trauma and anxiety, this is kind of a bi-directional effect. People with anxiety attacks, what I've noticed is they don't breathe, which causes the anxiety attack. But then once they get the anxiety attack, they also hold their breath. So it's like, okay, they've got two things going against them. It's like a catch-22. So what you want to know is that breathing is extremely important. But as you breathe, it also fights resistance. So some people walk around on a daily basis really holding their breath, not breathing, because that feeling of being stuck or keeping their fear inside is quite comfortable. As you take deep breaths in, you're releasing fear. You're releasing that static energy in your body, and that can be uncomfortable if you're not ready to receive everything that is in your birthright to receive. So one of the ways to begin is to say, I can do this. I'm ready to release whatever needs to be released, and then start the breathing process. And remember, you're not just breathing from your nose and mouth. Imagine your chakras each having their own nose and mouth. And you're breathing a full body breath through your chakras. So you're breathing through your nose and mouth, but also through all of your chakras at one time. Life force energy, not just oxygen, but life force, miracles, magic, the same energy that created this beautiful world that we live in. And you're breathing this in, and as you breathe it in, you're breathing in that frequency of God, Creator, Source, that healing frequency. You're breathing it into the body. And as you breathe that into the body, what it does is it takes that static energy, that fuzzy energy, that discarnate energy, and it disintegrates it because it's of a frequency that disintegrates the lower frequencies. So where there's light, there can't be darkness. If you have a high-pitched frequency, a low-pitched frequency, can't live in that high-pitched frequency. So what you're doing is you're just commanding this out through life force, breathing in that God energy. Part of healing is to witness and know this is happening. So it's the observation effect. Observe it, and then it happens. Quantum physics has really went a lot into this. So how you observe it is through visualization. Visualization is not just seeing. I often have clients that will say, I'm just not good at visualizing, Rebecca. I just can't see things. Okay, hearing, knowing, experiencing, sensing, just being part of the process and feeling, seeing, hearing, experiencing that change in some way is observing. So what you do is you take that deep life force breath and notice. Notice what's happening. Notice what is different. And as you observe this happening and you notice it happening, it happens. To get even more specific, let's say that you are healing digestive issues, okay? Let's say that you are having irritable bowel syndrome. Okay, so you want to take a deep breath. You want to go into the field of the heart because that's where you access the God frequency. Breathe your life force breaths in, and then allow your consciousness and your awareness to go into the troubled area. The large intestines, the small intestines, the stomach, you know, every part that is a player in this, and all of that would be part of the solar plexus. So you're allowing your energy and your awareness to go into that space. And instead of ignoring your physical illness or hating it or resenting it, it really needs to be loved. Think about this. If you have a child that's running around that's bad, you're not just going to ignore that child, hopefully not. You're going to go up to the child and be like, what's wrong? You know, let me love you. Let me see if I can help you through this. So the same way, go into your stomach area, go into your solar plexus, go into that energy, take a deep breath, command any discarnate energy to leave, any energy that's not originally who you are, you know, not you authentically or not your genuine self to leave, any energy that's manifested throughout this lifehood or any other lifehood, command it to leave. Notice, is it leaving? If it's leaving, that's great. Experience it, feel it, know it, see it leave. If not, okay, why isn't it leaving? Oh, I can't do this. I'm just not worthy of being healthy. You know, if I'm healthy, then I'm going to be expected to to do things with my life and I'm scared to do things with my life. Notice what's coming up. Okay. Let's say that you have the program that, if you get healthy, you're going to have to go get a job and you're scared to get a job. Okay. So go into that fear of getting a job, do the same healing. Unconditionally love that fear of getting a job, nurture it, change it, alchemize it, feel that fear leave your body. Okay. So when these energies leave your body, these discarnate low frequency energies leave your body, remember you're unconditionally loving the exact same disease or illness within your body. Okay. What do you replace it with? Remember, you want to be a pure light, that pure God energy. I'm going to replace it with unconditional love, compassion, non-judgment, gratitude, and fill your body with these frequencies, with these emotions, with these beliefs, with these programs. Your body will change on all levels. It changes on the emotional level, the spiritual level, the physical level, and that goes all the way into the cellular level. It goes into your DNA. It changes the epigenetics. It can change your family across generations. This is something to do when you're pregnant. I've worked with a lot of women who are pregnant, and this type of work is amazing when you're pregnant. I've noticed a big difference in the demeanor of the child. If women are doing this type of work, this energy work when they're pregnant. Okay, so just to recap, immediately calling to your attention and your awareness that you have the free will to command anything that's not supposed to be in your body, out of your body, out of your consciousness, out of your awareness. You can do this yourself. You have the birthright of connecting to unconditional love, to the healing frequency, to God, Creator. That's part of you. Let that in. Love and nurture the exact same thing that is wrong with you. Unconditionally love yourself in that disease. And it'll dissipate. It'll alchemize into unconditional love. And then the law of attraction will take place. And it will call in your 3D experiences to match the frequency that you're radiating from inside out. And that includes physically healing your body. I hope this podcast has helped you, and I look forward to the next podcast. If you have any questions, you can always email me at consciousinfinity88@gmail.com or visit my website, www.consciousinfinity.net. And I look forward to answering any questions that you may have. Thank you.